This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, here's a question for you right now on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What is the lamest crime you got busted for? The lamest crime you got busted for? Because two stories are making news, and they're pretty lame. We'll tell you what they are in a moment. But for you, we want to know the lamest crime you were busted for. And the number, which is toll-free, is 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. And email is email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So two stories making headlines. A former postal worker from Massachusetts busted. They found out he ended up stealing about $82,000 worth of stamps. And then would sell them online at a slightly discounted rate, which we think is one of the most ridiculous things ever.
But then I went on eBay and a million people are doing this, so...
Yeah. I think it would be one of the lamest.
It is totally. Oh, yeah. It's just completely.
Well, which we
lame.
Said, if you go to jail for stamp stealing,
right?
Like you are dead in jail.
Absolutely,
you, like you are. You are someone's.
You'll be licking your way through first class b-holes.
Yep.
58-year-old guy David Force pleaded guilty in federal court to three counts of mail fraud. They say the thefts began 6 years ago, and then finally they caught on after realizing they kept losing stamps. He was a processing clerk at a plant in Massachusetts, and they caught him on camera taking packages of stamps that were actually meant for retail sale. And then they went online and bought stamps below face value from him on eBay. So luckily for him, he is not going to serve prison time. 2 years of probation, a period of home confinement, and then he's going to have to pay back all the money in stamps that he stole from the post office, which they say is well over $82,000.
That sucks.
It would suck to have to... He lost his job, too, so, like, I don't know what kind of new job you're going to get, but then you got to pay all that money back.
Yeah, I don't think you can bankruptcy out of something like that.
I don't think so.
They were like, you're paying the government back.
Yeah.
Talking about the lamest crime you were busted for, this guy said, I was busted for drinking a Monster in the bathroom of a supermarket. Cops shaking their heads at me. Not arrested, but I had been banned from that store for life. Oh, so he took a Monster off the shelf and went into the bathroom to drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Couldn't he just say I was going to pay for it on my way out?
They might have gotten him through past the doors. Like if the bathroom's in the lobby, they might be able to consider that doorway in the lobby as passing the point of purchase
right
to where they busted him.
Lamest thing ever for my buddies was... When like three of my friends got arrested for stealing wood pallets because we were building a fort.
Okay.
We were building a fort. That's how lame we were.
Yeah.
And there were some pallets. And so they decided, well, we'll take those pallets. That'll make like a sweet floor of the fort. So they brought them all over. Woo, woo.
They got arrested?
Got arrested.
Wow.
Really?
Probation.
Pallet theft.
Pallet theft.
That's wild.
And it's crazy because like so many places are just like, hey, free pallets, take them. But I guess some people.
Well, yeah, those are like, those are my pallets.
Yeah.
Weird arrest.
It was just a lame arrest.
Yeah, absolutely. This one, I was 18 years old with my girlfriend at a park that had a playscape. Well, the park closed at 10 p.m. We were there at 10:15 p.m. The cop wrote us both a $100 ticket for being at the park after it closed, gave us a misdemeanor and probation for a year. We were just swinging on the swings after the fireworks.
Yeah, that's that Pokemon screwed everybody with that.
Yeah.
You can't be in a park.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's like 10 o'clock or whatever the time is, and then old people are like on their phones and hunting kids.
I'm looking at them right now, officer. They're swinging. I see them. They're probably up to no good. Probably selling drugs. Probably having sex.
Methed up prostitutes.
Gay sex.
Gay methed up prostitutes having gay sex.
Get them.
Just an 18-year-old and his girlfriend swinging on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to Stefan. Hey, Stefan, how are you?
What's up, guys?
We're good. What's going on? Lamest crime.
Ripcord.
Lamest crime you were busted for.
So back in high school, it was like 9th or 10th grade, one of my buddies was having a party at his house, so he said, and it turned out he was watching a house for someone, so he's like watching his friend's house. Anyway, so he said he's having this party, so like four of us dudes go over to his house, And, you know, we have a plan of, like, having a bunch of girls over and, you know, drinking for, like, the first time and all that stuff. And none of the girls show up, so it's just, you know, four dudes drinking in the basement by ourselves in high school. And, you know, a couple weeks go by, and we get a call from a detective on my parents' house phone saying, you know, you got to come in, come down to the station. Your son's being charged with home invasion. And pretty lame.
So you were busted for home invasion because the guy who threw the party was just house-sitting.
Right. And the people, you know, they pressed charges saying that stuff was broken. And we really didn't do anything. I mean, we kind of literally hung out in the basement and said nothing. And then we got in a bunch of trouble. I mean, I was young, so, you know, nothing's on my record.
Well, that's good, because home invasion is no joke.
Yeah, no.
That sticks with you.
Absolutely, it does.
Well, what's crazy about that is, like, so your buddy's, like, watching a place. He's like, hey, come on over.
Yeah.
You think, okay, well.
The people he was house-sitting for must just be total dicks.
Yeah. Or they broke a lot of stuff.
Or, you know.
Drank all their booze.
Someone in New Hampshire said, I got a speeding ticket ripping through a school zone on my bicycle.
Come on now. Pull over!
How fast were you going on that bike?
That's super impressive, because back in the day, we used to have people speed through our neighborhood, so the cops put up one of those, like speedometer things.
Yeah. There's one of those right by me now.
Yeah, so we'd always try to ride our bikes as fast as we could to try to
just
see
to see
if we go past 25.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah.
We'd max out at, like, 17, so I don't know how we got fast enough to get a ticket in that kind of a zone. That's crazy.
You gotta have one of those crazy biker helmets that are aerodynamic.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And
yeah. Going downhill.
Like a speed skier.
Yeah.
That's, I've never heard of that before.
Must have had a killer.
Probably had his 12 speed or something, don't you think? We're gonna go to 13 today, boys.
Oh, 13 speed.
Devin, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. The lamest crime you were busted for.
Stealing ice cream. It wasn't even ice cream. You know the fruit popsicle ice cream that they have? It's like kind of healthy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, terrible.
Like
yes.
The coconut
yes.
one and stuff.
Awful. It's all fruit.
Yeah. My boss, he took inventory and he thought it was an actual person in the store like stealing. And we had like a cop security. I didn't know that he was posted in our store as like a secret shopper. And like I was just like walking around with the popsicle. He pulled me in the office the next day. He was like, well, you know I can press charges. I was like, you know it's like a $5 box. If you really press charges, I'm suing.
Oh, so you worked at the store that you...
Yeah, he was just eating popsicles from time to time. And they did the inventory. They must have been like Supermarket Dave.
Right.
And they're like, let's see here. It's not balancing out. You know, there's a $5 box of popsicles missing. What in the Christ?
Supermarket Dave.
Supermarket Dave.
Just doing a thorough job.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. Supermarket Dave.
All right, Devin. Thanks, man.
I don't know if he was right in the fact that he could sue them for him stealing
his
own.
Yeah, I think he's misguided and just
stole something.
He can just fire you.
Rich.
Yo.
Yo. Lamest crime you were busted for.
What's up, fellas? So, I was in middle school, right? And there's this kid in my school. Everyone used to just tease the hell out of this kid. Like, he was just the one to make fun of, so.
Rich, how high are you right now?
Oh, not even, dude. I just woke up, baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right.
But, so I made this Facebook page of him, right? And I guess that was the last straw, dude. Like, his mom, she wanted to get hung and, like, tried, you know?
Well, so, I have no idea what he said.
That's online harassment.
Yeah, like, he basically, like, that's a real big no-no now.
Yeah.
We're not asking the illegal crime you got busted for. Right. We're asking the lamest crime you got busted for. Something stupid, not actual crimes. This one, we got busted throwing tomatoes at cars. The second car we threw a tomato at. The second car turned out to be a cop car.
Oh, God, man. You
Again, I'm glad you got busted. You could cause an accident.
Oh, what rookies.
Tomatoes.
You know how many things I threw at cars?
Tomatoes are for eating.
That's a waste of tomatoes.
That's a waste of them.
Yeah, I still remember, like, because we would throw lots of things at cars. And then I remember when my car was hit, and I was like, touche, young gentleman.
Yes.
And I just,
quite angry.
You know, I just drove away and kind of laughed. I was like, well, I did have that coming.
Karma.
Yeah.
Another story that's making news, though, of a lame crime. California Sheriff's Office says deputies conducting a traffic stop arrested a man who was transporting 800 pounds of stolen lemons. 800 pounds of stolen lemons. It was an Italian dude. Italians love their lemons.
Yeah.
Denizio Freros, a 70-year-old guy who took 800 pounds of freshly picked lemons, apparently just for his own personal use. He could not resist 800 pounds of fresh lemons.
I mean, they're going to go bad, you know?
Yeah, like how... What's he going to do with all? He's better start juice making
them?
Lemonade
yeah,
quick.
Like juicing them
limoncello.
Fast.
Limoncello, yeah.
Limoncello, yeah. That's what he's doing.
800 of them?
Yeah.
That's like an icy lemon thing.
Yeah,
it's like a liqueur. Like
oh.
An Italian lemon liqueur.
It's what Danny DeVito got bombed on. He was on TV, bombed.
On limoncellos?
It was limoncellos with...
Kelly and
oh, yeah. I remember him being hammered, and he's like
he was with George Clooney, and George Clooney made him do limoncellos all night.
Oh, that's funny.
They will mess you up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they will. This one, I once got caught stealing a Pop Tart from Walmart. A Pop Tart.
You still can't steal like
no,
just because it's one of something.
Yeah,
but it's lame. It's lame. You're stealing one Pop Tart.
It is lame.
I got arrested stealing lube and a dental dam.
I understand that. I mean, I would never want to buy
a dental dam.
A dental either dam. One of those things, like especially younger in my
well,
younger
you were
years.
So embarrassed buying condoms, I can't imagine you buying a dental dam.
No.
Gonna do some heavy stuff down there. Gonna need one like, of these dams.
Here's lube and condoms for me and my sex.
Yeah. Yep.
This one, I got busted with my best friend for lighting off firecrackers with a magnifying glass. Oh, that's like what a Chuck and Eugene crime.
Oh, yeah, that happen. Really is. Science. It really is.
Just burning stuff.
What did you get busted for? I mean, little firecracker, unless they were bigger ones.
Well, firecrackers, you know, any kind of firework that you have is a big, it'll
illegal.
Draw people in.
Right.
You know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rich, good morning. Lamest crime you were busted for.
All right, so I was at the 99 last week with my daughter, and I went to the bathroom. I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic. Take my insulin, go in there, take my insulin, come back out. 15 minutes later, the police are sitting there. The manager was in the bathroom with me, saw me take my insulin, told them I was doing dope. They cuffed me in front of my daughter and just dragged me right out.
What about your dog? They just left her inside the restaurant?
Left her inside the restaurant.
How do you prove to them? Like, what did you have to do?
I had to call my doctors, got medical records, plus the insulin vials with my name prescribed to me on them. Kind of helped, but that literally took 3 hours of me sitting in a station.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude.
My
what
God.
A crazy night.
And now I have DSS involved because they left my daughter at the 99.
Well, sure.
Yeah, his you daughter.
Can't. So now I'm screwed.
Oh, that's terrible.
Holy hell.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You're just a diabetic.
Dude,
doing
I feel
diabetic
like
stuff.
I feel like you got that's like where you might have a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't check stuff out properly.
It's so crazy because I mean, I want to say, "Hey, like just mind your business."
Mm-hmm.
To the guy who called, but at the same time, I mean, I guess if you're in a restaurant and you think someone's in there doing hair, it's just usually they don't pick like maybe that's not the place that they would do heroin in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's something you may not know. It is illegal to spit outside a car window in New Hampshire.
Is it?
And this guy said a friend of mine got a ticket for doing just that. Spitting outside a window.
So when in New Hampshire, you got to swallow.
Yes, Andy, you
fact.
Do. You got to.
It is.
You
it's
have
a known
to.
Fact.
Or you'll
it's
get a ticket.
Law.
Yep.
Swallow.
This guy said, I got busted pooping under someone's deck while on the job. I do concrete work, and I had to go. Got fired right after that.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want you to poop underneath something of mine.
Can you imagine you come out on your deck, you're like, what is that smell?
And then you look down.
Did you entomb that poop?
And there's someone under your deck pooping.
I just wonder, as the pooper, though, what do you do? Like, if somebody catches you mid-deuce.
Ooh, you like, don't stop.
You have to finish up. Like,
but when they catch you, a bunch
give me about
of
2 minutes, officer. I'll be done in just about 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's quicker when you get caught. Everything.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I feel like I'm still going. Sorry, officer. It's going to be a minute or two. You want to clean the back of your cop car out with a shovel? You better let me do it.
Zach is with us next to talk about the lamest crime he got busted for, apparently involving his ass. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Ooh, woo,
woo, woo.
So what's going on, dude?
What's going on, guys?
We're good.
So, yeah, I was getting ready for PT in the morning. I saw one of my buddies, you know, just a couple of dumb privates. Well, I was a PFC at the time, and I went to go moon my friend, and tech lieutenant came around the corner, happened to be a female, and she happened to see my full white butt right then and there, and it cost me half my rank and 45 days of extra participant duties and checking in on the weekends.
They took away your private first class?
Yep.
Right sucks.
Back down the PS to private. It was pretty embarrassing. I got nothing but a hell of a time for it.
Well, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
Just one
That's how you get
joke.
Your nickname.
One
That's how, joke. You know, because then you're like full moon for the rest of your life. You know
right.
what I mean?
Private
like,
full
private,
moon.
Private moon.
Welcome, Private Brett Whiteass!
That's how that happens.
Kia, I understand you were busted for a lame crime, too. What was it?
I was actually pulled over for an out headlight, and then the cop came back, put me in handcuffs. And I come to find out it was stolen government property. I went to the precinct, and it was actually a late library book from 7 years ago, and I have the paperwork to prove it.
Wait a second. You ended
arrested.
Up in jail because of a late library book?
Yep. I had to pay $232.32 for my bail. I went into court for it. The court was laughing at me. I was scared because this was the very first time I ever went to jail, and it was for a late library book, and I was so...
Man, I can't
long?
Even imagine
think
going
that
to jail
was
for
possible.
That.
Me neither. How long were you in jail?
Crazy.
I was in jail for almost 2 days until I made my bail.
What? How could you not get
yeah.
the money?
Dude.
How much did you owe
well,
in the library?
I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and so it was up to my husband at the time to come make my bail. And he had just gotten off work, so he had to wait for his check to go into our bank account.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I had to him to come get me. Yeah. And it was in Wayne County. It was the city of Wayne. They're the ones who arrested me for the late library book. It was late by 7 years.
Yeah.
I can't believe you spent 2 days in jail over a late library book. That's insane to me. That'd be like
the library put a warrant out on her, basically.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Jesus.
Must have been a great book.
Take a look.
They say it's a late library book equals larsony. She
Reading
stole the
Rainbow.
Book.
That's why I don't read right there.
Oh, come on.
You're ridiculous.
I am not going to jail.
Buy your books.
Yeah.
They're mine.
I'm Andy Green for not reading.
I've probably heard a lot of people tell you that reading is fundamental. Mm. I'll tell you this. You'll go right to goddamn jail if you don't watch yourself.
Like behind bars.
Lamest crime I was busted for?
I can't
for?
Read at all.
Got caught smoking cigarettes 3 weeks before my 18th birthday by the school DARE officer.
Oh.
Is the DARE officer like a real officer, or is it just like a student?
No, it's a real dude. No, it's a real dude.
Okay.
They're the DARE guy. Like, Rowan just went through all that DARE stuff.
I know they do, but I didn't know they actually had some in
it's
schools.
It's like the ultimate in, like, right before kids start doing tons of drugs.
It's like usually fifth, sixth grade is when they come through. And there's usually, like, one officer for a bunch of schools. They just come in certain, like, days of the week to just talk about not doing drugs.
And it's crazy because I went to this big DARE concert. Like, they do, like, a big DARE concert and sing some songs and stuff.
We Are the World, we sang.
And, like, they sang. Something I think very close to. I think it was another Michael Jackson song, honestly.
We are the children.
And I'm watching all these kids go by, and I'm just like, there's so many druggies that are going to be in this class that are in this right now. I couldn't help myself. I was just like, most of these people are going to smoke weed for sure, 100%.
Right.
I thought for sure they had stopped that program, but apparently
no.
It's still going, huh?
Oh, no.
No,
still
my kids
going.
Had it.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of studies that say that it's goes the other way. Typically, it's
well, I'm extremely frightened.
I think it educates more people on drugs than it prevents them from doing them.
Oh.
A few more quick calls here. The question is, what's the lamest crime you've been busted for? Kevin, I can't believe this is true. Kevin's story is crazy. Kevin, the lamest crime you were busted for?
Yeah, Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Yeah, so I got a ticket in Toronto back in like 08 for paying an expired parking meter. We were walking down the street and we saw that it was expired and there was a car parked there. So my daughter wanted to put money in it for the person, so I put money in it and we got a ticket.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed to
do
this, guys.
That's so crazy. But in Canada of all places, how's she going?
What the hell? We gotta make our money, eh?
No, I don't think you're allowed to do this.
Well, this happened on Jackass. Like, Jackass sent Danger Aaron out dressed up as a fairy, and he was like the meter fairy.
Yeah.
So he's going ahead of like the meter reader woman, and he's putting quarters in the meters that were expired, and they're getting pissed at him.
Yeah.
But here, it's not a crime.
I don't know. I thought it was a crime.
I think it's a crime here. Because that dude did do that on Jackass. He was right ahead of the meter maid.
After you put the quarter in, he'd tap it with his magic wand and go, bless you.
Yeah,
and then move on to the next one.
Yeah. Oh, they were furious, too.
Oh, they were so mad. It was awesome.
Well, because they were going to make who knows how much money.
Yeah, because the ticket's probably, what, 50, 60 bucks? So that's that much money the city lost out on.
Now, here's some there's videos.
Yeah, probably swearing.
Told
like,
it's illegal to pay for someone else's meter. Outrageous.
Can't you just be like, that's mine? How do they know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, how do they know?
Right. I mean, the like only this. Thing is, if you say at a meter that it's, say, it's only 2 hours, and maybe they were paying that past the 2 hours.
Yeah, but you don't know. I might have only been there for one hour.
I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out how that could be illegal. That's ridiculous if it is.
It is. It's a
I'm
money
I'm just
it's
trying
money
to
grab.
Pay it forward or be nice, and yet I'm going to. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they got in trouble for it. Come on now. Ridiculous. This could have been one of you guys, too. I got arrested for making Bigfoot calls.
Oh, I thought you were like, hi,
hey, Bigfoot?
This is this is totally
you're
Bigfoot.
You're on the phone calling him? That's what I thought, too.
Hi.
Guess who this is?
Who is this? I don't recognize this number.
No? You don't recognize me?
No.
It's Bigfoot.
Oh. Are you serious?
I exist.
Everyone's looking for him.
Listen, I'm going to call the police if you keep calling me Bigfoot.
Gotta go.
Oh, man. All right, police.
Oh, wait. I think the phone's ringing again.
Oh. Hello?
Hey.
Who is this?
I think you know.
It better not be.
It is Bigfoot.
Ah! Damn it! There will be hell to pay.
You'll never find me. That's the thing.
Giant ape man.
I took a guy's cell phone.
Oh.
I cracked him in half.
Oh, Jesus.
And I took a cell phone and I went up to the mountain.
I'm calling all the authorities.
Gotta go.
Don't you do this to me. We're tracing the call right now.
Call Matt Moneymaker.
Oh,
he's gone. You lost him again.
He's gone.
That's too bad.
Comes up on the caller ID as Bigfoot.
I'm putting you in as Bigfoot this time and see. Oh, Jesus. Who is this? Phone's ringing off the hook. I don't know this number. It says private. Hello?
Hey.
Hello. This is Andy. Who's this?
Oh, you know. Some guy you know.
A guy I know? Like somebody I went to high school with? Or?
Yeah, you know me for a real, real long time.
Wait a minute. Is this
Bigfoot?
That's it! I'm telling on you so hard, man.
Go ahead.
We're going to triangulate the call right now, Bigfoot.
Try it.
I can't believe you star 6-7 me.
I did. There's no way to break it.
You're a tricky, tricky bastard.
Yeah, that's why no one's found me yet.
Mm.
No one will.
Justice will. Mark my words.
Trust me, I'm out of the laws.
Oh, man.
I'm Bigfoot.
God damn it.
I gotta go. Yeah, I hear something. I gotta go.
Damn you, Bigfoot!
But the Bigfoot does like the cheesy phone calls like, hey, is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
Better go catch it.
I was trying to think of something like that and I just couldn't.
Bigfoot making prank calls.
Yeah, yep, that's awesome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Hawaiian Airlines says a flight bound for Maui had to return to the gate at Los Angeles International Airport three separate times for three separate problems before they finally decided we should cancel this flight.
Yeah, this plane isn't very good.
Can we get a new plane, please?
How safe would you feel when it's the third time you're going
Not
back to the gate?
All.
When you're about to fly for, what, 8-9 hours?
Okay, over the ocean.
But did they take off? Or was it they never took off? It was just like they heard a clunk in, and they took it back in.
I think they flew and came back.
It doesn't say that here. It just says each return was due to separate and unrelated faults with different systems. They didn't elaborate on what the problems were. All 200 passengers were given hotel rooms. They will be placed on other flights.
It would be crazy to keep taking off and landing, taking off and landing.
Get me off of this bird. Yeah, I don't want to go to Hawaii anymore.
Over and over again.
Yeah, there's like
the worst part of the flight is when you take off and when you land. Yeah. That would be, maybe they didn't leave.
Hey, everybody. I know we keep landing here. It's because, the first time was because the engine on the left side of the plane fell off.
Oh, God.
Second time was that large rumbling you heard. That was the
very scary
top of the plane ripping off.
We need that. Yeah.
We figured we'd need it, so we landed again. They just taped it back on. And the third thing you heard was a man fell out of the plane.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Jeez. No, he's dead, but we're going to take off here. Well, you know what? Okay, we're going to cancel the flight.
Oh,
after the guy died, we'll get you a hotel room, okay? For his family, our thoughts are with you. Thank you for flying with us.
Flight 33 was categorized as an extended range operation, like all flights are that are going large distances. Flights like that require more safety precautions, they say. Mm. Not making you feel comfortable flying, though, when you have to go back to the gate three separate times. Hawaiian Airlines sells themselves. Like, they look great because they got, like, sweet little Hawaiian women in their advertisement with flowers in their hair and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. It's all good times until your plane hurtles into the ocean.
Right. And all your passengers are consumed by sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Somehow I survived that plane crash. Ow. Like a bus saw. Yeah. I've been halved.
Yep.
Oh, God.
It did take off and land. I've just found another story to confirm that.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Take off and land. Take
it's
off and land.
Flying.
I thought it did. I was like.
The third time they were finally like, okay, that's it. We're
and they have to
this.
Dump fuel. Right, because
yes.
they're too heavy
so it's
to land.
Like 60
How much fuel
thousand,
did they blow through?
60,000 gallons.
This was a literal nightmare, and I just wanted some fun in the sun. I wanted to drink a little coconut drink.
Yeah, coconut drink.
Mm-mm. Bad day.
Flight attendants, prepare for departure. Yeah. You keep hearing
prepare
that.
For landing. Not again. Not prepare.
We gotta land again. Everybody should be getting to cruise control. What's that? Nope. Everybody get back in your seat. Put your seat up. We gotta land thing again. This is the second time.
They just bring out the drinks. The drink cart comes out. They
keep
gotta,
them coming.
But they put it away.
God, put the drink cart back. We gotta land again. We got another. Looks like another button lit up.
The Bloody Mary.
Everybody, nope. You can't take that Bloody Mary away from the man there.
No, I'm gonna drink it real quick.
No, you drink it quick. That's
there you
it.
Go.
What's
take
it now?
Now the edge is off.
We're gonna land again.
The worst. I'm just remembering the worst, like cockpit announcement I ever heard. Is the pilot came on? We hadn't even taken off yet, but he was just saying, "Hey, welcome aboard. You know, thanks for flying. We've got Jim with me up here in the cabin." Like he was just doing that stuff.
Yeah.
As they were running tests, I guess, of all their systems. But then you heard, "Boop boop, aboard, aboard, boop boop, aboard, aboard." Like it was running through the warning noises.
No,
turned off his microphone.
His mic.
Ooh, that's scary.
And then came back on to say,
apologize. This is simply we were running a test of our systems and
we failed horribly.
It was a real scary sound.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's probably, you know, it makes a noise when they're too low or they're going too slow, you know, and it, that it starts screaming
it's
at
like,
them.
Wee, wee, wee.
Yeah. But it'll be like, pull up.
What's weird is there was a Twilight Zone episode called Flight 33. And they, because when I was Googling the story, it came up the commercial airliner went back in time.
Oh.
It was called Flight 33. It was the same. That's so weird.
A real bitch of a thing. This is ancient Hawaii.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a bit of a problem as the...
Is that a pterodactyl? What the hell was that?
That was actually a pterodactyl.
Oh, my God.
They're dinosaurs here. We went back in time. Dude. It was a hell of a time trying to land because...
The pterodactyl's pissed!
Yep, it's trying to get the plane.
It really
we
is.
I believe it's trying to have sex with us.
Is it humping us?
It is humping us. It's humping us right now. If you look to the left, you can see, yep, that's a male pterodactyl.
That was totally a pterodactyl.
Yep, it's having sex with us right now, so.
Oh, my.
We don't really know what we're going to do as airport runways are not going to be invented for about 300 million years.
Oh, my God.
So, we might have to take this thing right into the water. And just to give everyone a heads up, there are megalodons in that which could eat this entire plane.
They're huge.
They are. Look, if you look down, you can see one down there right now. And we're at 30,000 feet.
I'd better get a meal voucher for this.
I doubt it.
Oh, man.
My guess is you're a meal, all right. It's going to be for probably a group of angry velociraptors.
Oh, that sucked the day our flight went back in time.
Yeah.
What a pain in the ass that was.
Yeah.
Whew. Ancient Hawaii.
Weird travels.
Remember, there's the tour of, well, there's no tours. No. You're going to just be in a jungle, and we'll probably be eaten by an assortment of evil, lizard-like creatures that we're not prepared to defend ourselves against.
Looks like it's still an active volcano there.
That's right. It's spewing lava. At us.
Going back in time sucks.
Look at the episode. That's exactly what they did. That what? Was the
pterodactyls and stuff.
Yeah, they had like dinosaurs.
Stop it,
Lisa.
Stop.
Flight 33 Twilight Zone.
Oh my God, we seem to have gone back in goddamn time. My
flight did you say this was?
LaGuardia, this is Global Airlines Flight 33. Now stop fooling around. We're short on fuel.
What kind of aircraft is this?
This is a jet aircraft.
Did you say a jet aircraft?
Let me handle it. LaGuardia, this is a jet. We have four big, lovely turbines, and they're getting hungry, running short on fuel. We want a radar vector to Idlewild. Do you have us in radar contact, or don't you?
I don't know who you are, and we don't know anything at all about radar or jets or anything else. But if you're really low on fuel, we'll clear you to land here.
Captain, how long this runway is less than 5,000 feet? You think we ought to take a chance?
We'll have to.
Global 33, you're cleared to land on runway 22. Altimeter 2988.
Dinosaurs?
I don't see dinosaurs.
So they went back in time, but just a few years before.
Oh,
jets.
Well, I saw the screenshots I saw, they had that.
I know. Well, maybe they go back several times.
So maybe they keep flying and they keep going farther.
It's the
and farther
odyssey
back.
Of, yeah, that's what it is. It's they keep going back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, will they find a way back to the present?
Crazy.
Every time they take off, I want to see the dinosaurs.
I know, where's the damn dinosaurs?
They're
going to
be so claymation bad.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be horrible.
Oh, it's going to be terrible, yeah.
I like how that pilot was like, now shut your stupid mouth.
Shut your goddamn pie hole and let me take this.
There's no such thing as jets.
LaGuardia, we're jet. We got four hungry big-ass engines here.
What the hell do you mean a jet?
There's no such thing.
Jet engine turbine-powered beautiful steel.
Flight 33, you're terrifying us, but you were clear to land.
Thank you. Let's talk to one of these stewardesses and see if we really talk down to her. Listen here, honey. Sugar tits, run it back for me and get me a hard drink and a pack of smokes before I land this bitch.
Well, that's the one good news for the people on Flight 33 to Hawaii. They didn't go back in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one piece of good news.
One piece of good news.
Ironic, though. It's called Flight 33.
Yeah. Man, that's so weird.
The twilight.
Now, if I ever get on a Flight 33, I'm going to be like, I swear to God, if this plane goes back in time, I'm going to have everybody's ass. It'll be Andy Air.
Sir, calm down. There's no chance our flight goes back in time.
What's that? Is that a pterodactyl?
Oh, geez.
I told you.
It's the pterodactyl.
I goddamn told you.
That I once flew from Pennsylvania to Florida, and the pilot said they had an error, so they had to turn the plane off and back on again like it was a computer acting up.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That'd be too bad. You don't want them to have to restart the plane.
No, you don't want a mid-air restart.
No.
Mid-air restart.
No, no. Mid-air restart, everybody. Calm. Keep calm.
Yeah,
turns off and you just feel everything sink.
You don't ever want to Flight 33. Just put that out there.
No. Nope.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.